Orville Redenbacher said, "Do one thing and do it better than anyone else." I get bored with one thing, and after reaching a point of sustainable mediocrity, I move on to something else. And now I have a podcast. Hi, cousins. I'm Ansi McLean, and this is Resisting Enlightenment. This is the podcast that unwisely revisits our most embarrassing, awkward moments and offers nothing but impotent commiseration.
Hey everybody, it's Resisting Enlightenment.
America is no stranger to natural disaster. Mother Nature, as she has demonstrated, is a violent bitch, and she has had her way with us via hurricane, volcano, tornado, earthquake, flood, landslide, heat, drought, snow, ice, and yes, wildfires. So many times, it would take hours to mention them all. Since 1851, the year we really started keeping track, we have endured almost 300 hurricanes. Since we started naming them in 1953, using only female names at first and then giving some hurricanes male names around 1978, we have been pummeled by the likes of Alice, Carol, Hazel, Edna, Beulah, Connie, Ione, Janet, Matthew, and Otto, among a host of others. And wildfires, like the ones destroying Northern California and Southern California as we speak, are perhaps the most brutal of our natural disasters, and those whose business it is to record this destruction cite hundreds since 1825. The most destructive occurred in Wyoming in 1871, killing 2,500 people. Despite it being the biggest killer, we don't hear much about that one because another fire demanded our attention on the very same day in Chicago. The Great Chicago Fire killed 300 terribly and destroyed almost 18,000 buildings. Wildfires cause us to wax philosophical, to try and understand the unexplainable randomness of Mother Nature's wrath. I've talked to dear friends this week who lost everything in the campfire of Northern California. They were positive, grateful for their lives. They even joked with me, and my heart was lifted by our conversation. I was inspired by their strength and dignity in the face of such loss. This episode is going to be tailored a little differently than the others you may have heard. I've picked some songs of mine to feature here, almost as if I'm making you a mixtape of music and messages from my heart to yours that might help during a difficult time. The songs are from my albums, Somewhere Past These Gravel Roads and The Beige Album. I hope you enjoy them. The songs are Don't Stop to Rest, about going through hell, just keep your head down. It's going to be okay. A cover of the Cars classic, Let the Good Times Roll, one of my favorite tracks. I'm Everyone, a favorite at our live shows. And Wheels in Motion, it's a song about my father, but it's more about finding the lessons in loss as it hits us. Hope you enjoy them.
Here and now happen to give you the blues. Get your walking cane down and lace up your shoes. Get down the road before your heart even knows it's depressed. When you're going through hell, it's best you don't stop to rest. Dally when the skies are clear, but you'd have to be crazy to loiter around here. It's hard to relax when the devil keeps beating his chest. When you're going through hell, it's best you don't stop to rest. You don't stop to rest. City limits through the hot barbed wire. The outer belt's glowing like a ring of fire. You can smell the sulfur and the smoke 80 miles to the west. You don't stop to rest. You don't stop to rest. They'll be dropping like flies, turning to dust right before your eyes. Some will surprise you, and some will be like you might have guessed. When you're going through hell, it's best you don't stop to rest. You don't stop to rest. To the light, one step at a time, it's gonna be alright. We'll see you on the other side of town. It's all part of the quest. Just don't stop to rest. Don't stop to rest. Don't stop to rest. Don't stop. And just get through hell. There'll be time for rest and just get through hell. There'll be time for rest and just get through hell. There'll be time for rest and just get through hell.
Recently, I've been moved by this question of the effects of violence on the human spirit. I just finished writing a feature for the Tennessee Magazine. It will be out the first few weeks in December. On the amazing nonprofit organization Operation Song. Two Nashville songwriters, Bob Regan and Don Goodman, started to collaborate with military veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. Now they have 25 or 30 other writers involved in three chapters here in Nashville, Murfreesboro, and Chattanooga, Tennessee, more probably that I'm not aware of. They've co-written over 700 songs with veterans to help them tell their story with music. Now, you writers out there know the therapeutic value of writing, that you will feel better immediately just by writing your feelings down. But some of these veterans haven't had an outlet for this since they came home, seemingly fine on the outside, no visible wounds to speak of or to get a medal for. But inside, emotionally, they are broken. They are reclusive, angry, depressed, even suicidal, and they often don't even know why. They just know it's there, and they can't fix it. They get into a writing session with these wordsmiths and craftsmen who know the procedure, the form of writing a song, and they share what they've been through with other vets in the room, and they laugh together, they cry together, and they put it all to music, and these people start to heal. Don Goodman told me that this is the best thing he has ever done with music. And that's saying a lot for a guy who has written with and for the best in country music for more than 30 years. One vet told me on the phone that he knows for a fact there are people alive today because of Operation Song. Now, my creative cousins, let me ask you, is there a better reason to do anything with your talents than that? These guys are incredible. I spent the course of 2 days on the phone with a number of these veterans working on the story, and I can't express to you how it's changed me. Go to operationsong.org and check out what they're doing. Donate if you can, buy their CDs if you're smart, and follow them on social media if you're so inclined. These people will amaze you. Men and women, soldiers and their families, all telling their side of a very complicated story, dealing with wounds that may never go away. OperationSong.org. Check them out.
Let the good times roll.
Let them knock you around. Let the good times roll. Let them make you a clown. Let them leave you up in the air. Let them brush your rock and roll hair. Let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. Say what they want. Let all the photos be old. Let them show what they want. Let them leave you up in the air. Let them brush the rock and roll hair. Let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. Thunder appeal. Let them be on your side. Let them leave you up in the air. You gotta brush your rock and roll hair. Let the good times roll. Let the good times roll.
I'm reading the memoir Rainbow Pie by Joe Badgett, a wonderful writer, one of my favorites. And in it, he tells the story of a neighbor in a small farming town of Winchester, Virginia, named Cotton Unger. Cotton was a tomato canner, a farmer, and a Republican. Most of his neighbors were Democrats. On election day, Cotton would rev up his truck early in the morning and spend the day going around to all the folks without transportation and drive them to the polls, knowing full well they were going to vote contrary to his own persuasions. Badgett says this about his remarkable neighbor. Cotton Unger realized that any wealth he might acquire in life was due not only to his own efforts, but also to the efforts of all other men combined, men who laid rail track, grew crops, drilled wells, and undertook all the other earthly labors that make society possible. Whether they were Democrats or not, he needed the other citizens of the community. These disasters, natural and unnatural, leave their effects on all of us. But as neighbors, we stick close. We take care of each other, bring food and clothing to the nearby church, hug each other in the face of loss, with nothing more to offer than a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on. because we know it's going to be our turn sooner or later if we live long enough. This world just works that way. But humanity overcomes it. We rebuild, we stand in the face of these disasters, and we lock arms and we stand our ground. Until mandatory evacuation is issued by local authorities, of course.
When I sing, you can hear a little bit of James Taylor. When I play, you can hear a little bit of Neil Young. When I walk, you can see a little bit of my father. And if you listen, you can hear my family's southern tongue. When I paint, I hear the words of all my teachers about form and color and rendering light and dark. When I dream, I see all those who've gone before me. I'm a patchwork quilt of the people inside my heart. I'm everyone. I'm everyone. I'm every brother, every father, every son. We're everyone. We're everyone. The more we love, the more completed we become. Sing, you can hear a little bit of Jimmy Buffett. When I play, you can hear the small towns where I'm from. When I dance, I hear the lessons of my mother. That nervous night before my junior prom. And these songs are nothing more. The journal entries, they're just footprints in the dirt that I leave behind. And your guess is good as mine where this road is leading. But you're all there when my blessings come to mind. I'm everyone. I'm everyone. Every brother, every father, every son. We're everyone, the more we love, the more completed we become. I'm everyone, I'm everyone, I'm every brother.
There's a town not far from where I grew up called Xenia, spelled with an X, as in X marks the spot. The word means hospitality in Greek. It's just above Dayton, Ohio, and currently has a population of about 26,000. It holds the dubious record for being wiped out by tornado not once, not twice, but several times since its founding in 1803. The worst, by all accounts, was on April 4th, 1974. I was about to turn 12 years old, and I remember watching it on the national news with my mother. 33 people died in Xenia. Thousands were wounded, and the town was decimated. Just piles of sticks and debris was all that remained. Ohio and its neighbors throughout the South and Midwest sustained 148 tornadoes that day, more than any on record in a 24-hour period. Within 1 year, however, almost to the day, the town of Xenia publicly boasted that 80% of the town had been rebuilt. 26 years later, in the year 2000, with the world ushering in a new millennium, another tornado hit Xenia, killing one person and causing millions of dollars in damage. All this to say, none of this is new, and yet changes are occurring on this planet, causing severe weather, drought, fire, and all that comes along with it, insect and wildlife migration that affects our ecosystem, and on it goes. But while we may not agree on the cause or even the solutions, we can and must agree on the way we deal with each other during these disasters and in their aftermath. Our survival depends on so much, but certainly whether or not we survive depends on our sense of humanity, how connected we feel to each other. And when we feel deep, hopeless disconnection, I hate to imagine the outcome.
Lately I've been thinking about my dad, the good life he made in the short time he had. Had a share of troubles, and that's putting it mild. But he met every challenge with a road-worn smile. Driving that truck, he loved how it rolled. Wanderlust taking root deep in his soul, passed down to me like the things he'd bring home from his trips on the road and all the places he'd roam. At times I still feel him right here by my side, like when I was 5 and learning to ride with the training wheels off, just me and the wind. And Dad standing back with that chip-toothed grin, proud as can be. At least I'm hoping so now. Yeah, I'm still on that bike, Dad, but I'm not sure how. I've wrecked it a bunch, but you told me back then it ain't a big deal if I get back on again. And the wheel's in motion, you can't slow it down, cause it ain't got brakes. And the wheel's in motion, you keep it on the road and do it. Dad to land sakes alive, I'm teaching a 16-year-old how to drive, nervously pushing my foot to the floor on a brake that ain't there till my shin bone is sore. Despite their poor teacher, they've all done just fine. I'm just taking my turn, passing it on down the line, and grandchildren wait in the wings. Now I know the training wheels go on and then off they go. And me as their grandpa, sounds funny to say, I'll be following them around in my Airstream one day. And the wheel's in motion, you can't slow it down, cause it ain't got brakes. And the wheel's in motion, keep it on the road and do whatever it takes. And the wheel's in motion. Yeah. about my dad, the good life he made in the short time he had.
California, my heart is with you. Thanks to all my cousins there who have done no less than change my life. I've been your guest, your adopted son, since my first trip there in 1999, and I can't begin to communicate the impact you've had on me. It's the holidays, and we are typically more expressive of kindness and unity during this time. Thank you for your kindness and all your good mojo, and thanks for listening. I usually use this space for plugging upcoming events and merchandise, but like me, you probably feel utterly bombarded by the commerciality of the season. So I'll just mention my website, unhitched.com, and if you're so inclined, spend a few minutes to see if there isn't something there to brighten your day and make you smile. Have a great holiday season, my friends. Keep battling the flames of this hard world with those amazing, brave smiles I see when we visit. I'm Ancy McLean. And I'll see you next time on Resisting Enlightenment.